Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dharma Friends of Mahameonawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta. We have a very special show today. One of our Kalyanamitta from the Dhamma School is going to be doing a special interview with one of the Bhantes on the topic of jealousy. This is a danger for all of us, isn't it? It's very easy when we see someone who has something that we want to have feelings of jealousy. Or maybe at school, someone else gets praised by the teacher and we wish that we were the ones who was getting praised. It can happen, and it's very dangerous. We should listen carefully to this Dhamma discussion so we can see how we can help ourselves overcome jealousy. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya. Today on Monks in the Morning, by the monks of Mahameonava Colombo Dhamma friends, we will be talking about jealousy. Dear Dhamma friends, jealousy is one of the main defilements that causes our downfall. So today we will learn what jealousy is so that we can make sure that we do not develop this unwholesome quality. Now we would like to invite a Venerable Bhante to answer a few questions that we have.
Namo Buddhaya, Sansit.
So the first question that we have is a very helpful question. So how does jealousy affect our lives?
Namo Buddhaya, Pingvat Putha, and meritorious Dhamma friends. Jealousy is something that gives you suffering. As condition, when a person is overwhelmed by jealousy, when a person's mind is overwhelmed with jealousy, he don't see the benefit of others. He don't see his development. And he will act like a blind person. And he will not have vision. And he will not have wisdom. So when a person is overwhelmed with jealousy, when he is blind, he will perform evil actions from his body, speech and mind. For an example, now jealousy arises. Now opposite of jealousy is mudita. Mudita means he or she likes to see others' development. They like to see people being developed than them. Now, for an example, if you study very well, and suppose you might get 80 marks for mathematics, and for science you might get 90. So, for another child, for a friend of y'all, he might get 95 for mathematics. So then you should be happy thinking that my friend has studied hard, and he has got better marks, and how wonderful it is a child to get higher marks. That means for sure there is a development in him and he has worked hard. He has worked hard. And if I do not know something, I can ask from him. Then will jealousy arise or will jealousy abandon? Will abandon. So that was by seeing the development of others. So when you are overwhelmed with jealousy, you won't be able to develop your life. Anyone would not be able to develop their lives because they suffer bodily, they suffer mentally. And they will perform bad actions. So we can teach you about bad actions during this Dhamma discussion, how people perform bad actions and what kind of suffering they experience due to their bad actions.
Thank you, Venerable Sansit. That has clarified. I'm sure that answer has clarified many doubts, and I'm sure that advice will help everybody who listens to this radio. So another question that will greatly benefit us is how can we overcome jealousy?
It's a very good question. So before overcoming jealousy, don't we have to recognize what jealousy is? We have to recognize. Now we recognize about jealousy, right? So jealousy is that you can't bear and you can't tolerate when others are better than you. In terms of education, in terms of beauty, in terms of their wealth, then some children are very good in sports. So, first of all, with the help of mindfulness, with the help of the Buddha's teachings, we should recognize what jealousy is. And then once you have recognized this defilement of jealousy, then you can abandon jealousy. So, to abandon jealousy, Buddha preached, you have to develop the meditation mudita. You have to develop the meditation mudita. So the way you should practice mudita is, you should think, may all beings be well and happy. May all beings develop in lifespan. May all beings develop in Shraddha. May all beings develop in virtue. May all beings develop in the knowledge of Dhamma. May all beings develop in Dhamma. May all beings develop in effort. May all beings develop in wisdom. So you should have always hopes to see how others develop in the Dhamma path. Now, even in the Dhamma school, you should always expect your friend to be more virtuous than you. So isn't it a protection? That's a protection. So when you expect others developing, when you practice this as a meditation, when you, from morning until night, now this program is conducted mainly for the children who are going to school. So from morning until evening, until afternoon, each and every son, each and every child he sees, if he can think, may this person develop in wisdom, may this person develop in beauty, may this person have well-being, may this person have comfort. If he can develop that like a meditation, then he won't see the downfall of others. Usually, don't we try to be special? What do you think?
Amazon said, everybody, they want to be special in their own way.
But do you think that we shouldn't be special? Well, we should be special. How should we be special?
By following the Dhamma path.
Yes, we should be special by developing wholesome deeds. So when you are special with developing wholesome deeds, you won't harm others. And now we shouldn't suffer from jealousy. We should not develop jealousy. So we should study very well. It's not to say that we should not study and let others study very well. I mean, we should study and we should work hard not to defeat others, not to get higher marks than others, to get good marks for ourselves and to have a good successful life in future. So without having a good education, qualification, it's difficult to get a job. So that's why we should learn, that's why we should play sports, not to defeat others. Now see, Buddha preached Putta in a Dhammapada stanza, in a Dhammapada story. You know, the ones who win, they will have enemies. The ones who lose, they suffer with sadness. But Buddha said one more special thing. The ones who have abandoned victory and losses, they live peacefully. They are the arahants. So we should have the ability. We should be able to see the development of others and overcome jealousy.
Sadhu, sadhu, sanse. I'm sure that many children have had that question for a very long time. So another question that must occur to many people is, how do we deal with a friend who is jealous of us?
So that's why you learn Dhamma here. You know, Buddha said, the gift of Dhamma excels all gifts. So on a birthday party, if your friends are suffering from jealousy, if your, even sometimes, you know, your elder sisters, your sibling, our parents could suffer from jealousy. So Buddha said, the best gift we could give in our life is the gift of Dhamma. So if you can encourage your friends to at least come to your birthday, and you invite a monk to your birthday party, and also celebrate your birthday party, you can give a treat to your friends. But before that, if you can invite a monk and tell him to preach Dhamma to your friends and then help them to overcome jealousy, that's the best way you could help. So you should always live in a way that you should be an exemplary for others. Then you can change others. So then eventually they will be able to overcome jealousy. So that's why we conduct meditation programs. We have Sunday, Saturday Dhamma school. Then there's a Sunday, there's a program for adults. So then children have the opportunity to come and offer dana in the monastery. So these things are organized for your friends to overcome jealousy, for your friends to overcome greediness. So that's why we should encourage others to come and meet monks and develop their life. If someone is unable to come to a Dhamma program straight away, you can at least bring them for a dana session. Or else during a cleanup day, in a monastery cleanup day. So then eventually they will get the chance to meet monks, talk to monks, and see how other friends develop qualities. Then they will have an intention to learn Dhamma slowly. What do you think about it?
Sansa. That is a very great advice. And I'm sure that now many kids will be able to have a happier day at school. So it would be a great help to all of us if Sansa could share an example of an occasion where jealousy caused the downfall of a being.
Now, Puta, in Petavattu, there's a book that falls. There's a book extracted from Kuddaka Nikaya that falls to Sutta Pitaka. So this sector is called Petavattu. In English, we can call it stories of ghosts. So which a lot of children like to learn and see and watch movies. So now look, one day, a housewife named Thissa sees a female ghost. And then, you know, that female ghost, you know, in the book it says, you are naked and very ugly. Your veins are popping out. Then this Thissa is telling, you thin person with your ribs sticking out, who are you? Not just now. If you see such a person, you will run away inside the house. You will run to the house. But she was so brave. Who's brave?
Thissa.
Now, Thissa is asking, who are you? Then this ghost is replying, saying that, my name is Matta. And you are Thissa. Now, ghost is telling, you are Thissa. Don't you remember, I was your husband's other wife. I did lots of evil actions and was born in the ghost world. Now, this ghost were in the human world earlier. Now, where is she?
In the ghost world.
Now, see, Puta, that's why we have to be concerned about the death. That's why we should be concerned about the life after death. So, at least once a week, we should attend to the Dhamma programs to learn these things. Then, now Thissa is asking, now what evil deed you have done? Now what evil deed have you done by body, speech and mind for you to have been born in the world of ghosts? Then now see what Matta says. This ghost is telling, I got angry easily, spoke harshly. I was very jealous, greedy and cunning. Having used harsh words, I have been reborn in the world of ghosts. Now Thissa is telling, oh yes, I remember you. You were very violent those days. Let me ask you something else. Why are you covered in dirt? Now look, Puta, now this person is thinny, this ghost, very ugly. And then veins are popping out. And this ghost is thin. On top of that, this Thissa sees this ghost covered in dirt. And one more thing, scratching the entire body. She's itchy. She's naked. And then she has the smell of excrement. Now, is it just one problem? Look at this. Just imagine such a ghost. Puta, there are some places, you know, when you go to those places, it looks very haunting. And it produces a bad smell. So, you know, these beings are there in such places. So, she asked, why are you covered in dirt? Then she says, do you remember one day you had bath and dressed in clean clothes? I wanted to be more beautiful than you, so I wore a more beautiful dress than yours. But I saw our husband talking and paying more attention to you rather than me. I was extremely jealous and got angry. I took some dirt from the ground and threw it at you. So now look, don't some children throw sand to other children? They do. So we shouldn't do that. And children, now listen to these things very carefully. Then she asked, why are you scratching your entire body? Now haven't you seen, Puta, even there are humans who have, you know, who scratch their body always. They have fungus all over the body. They have blisters. Have you seen such people?
Yes, answer.
What did you think? What do you think when you see such people?
I think of these people, like, I should make sure that I do not do any bad karma, so I will not have to suffer like these people do.
Very good. So that's how you should take a message when you see someone. Actually, this is what Buddha expected from us. So then she says, one day we both went into the forest to gather some medicinal herbs. You brought back medicinal herbs, but I brought back plants that would make the body itchy. Secretly, I scattered them over your bed. And as a result of that bad action, my body is always itchy. And then like this, you know, she has this ghost in the previous love. She has, in the previous life, she has stolen her clothes, hid her clothes. So all bad karma. Now all these problems because of what?
Because of jealousy.
So Puta, Tissa was a very good girl. So this girl, she used to offer dana to Sangha. And she went refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So since she were a disciple of a Buddha, she was always protected by the monks. She was protected by the mindfulness. She was protected by the Buddha's teachings. So she lived in line with the Buddha's teachings. Puta, not even in the past. Recently, one of the kids' parents told me that there were three girls. One of this parents' girl, one of this father's girl, father's daughter, and few of her friends were going in the vehicle, it seems. And all of a sudden, one girl has said, uncle, you know, look at that girl. I feel like pouring a water bucket that girl's head. Then this father has asked, you know, why do you think like that? No, see how beautiful that girl is. So now these girls, I don't think they would be more than 12, 13 years old. So just looking at a girl who's just walking in the roadside, if they feel like pouring a water bucket to such a girl who's just innocent. Now look, and there was another girl who was coming to this Dhamma program. She has said that's her beauty. Due to the good karma she has done in previous lives, she has got that beauty. If we become jealous, we won't get that beauty, at least in next life. So then this girl has advised the other friends to develop and to be happy when others are beautiful than you. Now, Puta, even beauty, isn't it impermanent?
Yes, answer. It is impermanent.
So we should understand the impermanence nature and not try to go behind the beauty. Not try to go behind these clothes and the appearance of the body. We should try to make and beautify the mind with wholesome qualities. Now, can anyone steal? Can anyone steal when you have developed mudita?
No, Stanse.
You know, once there was a beautiful girl, beautiful lady in the past. She had long hair. She was very proud. But then the girls got around. The girls who were around her house, they secretly put some poison to her bathing water. And she lost all her hair. So whatever our beauty is also impermanent. By understanding the impermanence nature, that will also help us to overcome jealousy. So there are many stories like this. There are many advice given by the Buddha. Many advices given by the Buddha to overcome jealousy. So I hope today children are more fortunate to overcome jealousy and they learn a lot about overcoming jealousy. So I hope Duvin Puta can recap what you learned today.
Sad, sad, Sanse. That was a very beautiful story, and I'm sure that this will benefit us. It teaches us not to focus on these things, like external things, and not to be jealous just because of something as simple as another's beauty. We must always remember, as that girl said, we must always remember that if somebody else has something that we don't, they obtain that because of their past karma. So if we think that just because we make them lose whatever they have, then that will just cause our downfall, because then in our next lives we will not have anything like that. And also, whoever you have taken that from, they won't feel affected in any way because they have the virtue. So today we learned this great story, and I hope for everybody who's listening to this program today to be able to overcome jealousy and develop mudita. May you have a safe journey to school, and I hope to meet everybody again tomorrow. Namo Buddhaya.
We're so happy you were able to join us today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember the topic of the Dhamma discussion? Jealousy. We're really lucky to think about these things to start out our week. So all day long, we can be on the lookout for feelings of being jealous of other people. Do you remember what we can do to overcome jealousy? When we see someone who's maybe more beautiful than we are, or richer than we are, or anything like that, we can think right away that they must have done good things in previous lives to have these good results. Then, instead of being jealous of what they have, we can think about the good karma that we need to do so we can get good results like that. And do you remember Bhante's advice? If we have someone who's jealous of us, we can try and teach them the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. Maybe we can ask them to listen to Monks in the Morning, or bring them to Dhamma school so they can overcome their jealousy. Now let's share merits. Today, even though it's been a very short time together, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge to the Triple Gem, undertaken again the 5 precepts that protect us in this life and future lives as well. We've listened to this beautiful Dhamma discussion, hearing one of our friends from Dhamma school ask questions from the Bhante. This is a really great good karma for that Kalyanamitta, and it's also a great good karma for us to listen to this Dhamma discussion. The Supreme Buddha always prays doing that. So, now let's share merits. May all heavenly beings, all departed relatives, our families, our friends, may they all rejoice in this merit. May they soon attain the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sad, sad, sad. Namo Buddhaya.